Spotting her ex-boyfriend in a dress was the very last thing Shaylin Lawrence expected to see when she stopped at Rite Aid for tampons. But there she was, dropping a box of Tampax pearls into her blue basket when Brady Taylor stepped past the hygiene aisle. Red fabric clung to his masculine frame, and the scalloped mid-thigh hem offset the black Nike tennis shoes on his feet and the black Saints baseball cap on his head. After 12 years away, there'd been no doubt in her mind that she'd run into Brady after returning home to New Orleans. The city was small, their social circle even smaller. But even knowing that their meetup was inevitable hadn't prepared her for this. Shaylin stood on her tiptoes to absorb the sight of him over a display of female hygiene products. His dress was made of lace. Brady Taylor, "I was born with a voice as deep as sin," was brazenly wearing lace in public. And he wasn't alone. He stood with a group of four men who also wore red dresses. It would have been ridiculous if not for the fact that no less than two women doubled back around to ogle the men in the same time frame that Shaylin stood there clutching boxes of overnight pads to hold herself steady on her toes. "Pull it together, girl." Turning to one of his buddies, Brady clapped him on the back and then reached up to adjust his hat over his short, dark hair. Despite the 12 years and the heartbreak, Shaylin could still recall the silky texture of his hair, how his eyes used to flutter shut with pleasure as she combed her fingers through the thick layers. Shaylin barely refrained a snort as she spared Brady one last glance and backed around the opposite end of the aisle. She'd been way too naive at 18. Naive enough to believe Brady when he talked love, marriage, the whole nine yards. At 30, Shaylin no longer mistook lust for love. And no matter what excuses he might scrounge up whenever they officially crossed paths, because they would, eventually, Shaylin knew one last thing. For as long as she was stuck in New Orleans, she wanted nothing to do with the man who'd sent her running from Louisiana with a shattered heart.